this is a long time in the making. It's a, we have, myself and Councillor Clark, through our credit, we have put down numerous motions, discussed this with numerous officials over the years and had engineers out looking at the road. This is a start. It will not be, I don't see it enough to finish it, but at least we have commenced the work. This is a very important road. If this, some work is not done and on that course line there, the road will be eventually eroded and that would be a disaster. So it's important that we that the council acknowledge the importance of this work, and hopefully it will go a long way to secure the road. That road along there is a very, very busy road. That location there is one of the finest surfing areas in probably definitely in Ireland. And so it's very busy, and we want to maintain it, and that's the aim, and that's the objective, and hopefully this will go some way in securing that road.
A step in the right direction, a lot more work to be done, but as you alluded to, if it's not done, it'll effectively cut off the East Gee coastline to tourists and residents.
Absolutely, and it is one of the, you know, we're now in election mode, and coastal erosion is under the radar. There's been very little talk about it, but it's a huge, huge issue right along the coast, and the closing of rivers and erosion of our coastlines, right, we'll say, from Ballysadare up to the Mayo border. Very little funding has came over the years. Any funding, obviously, the government are putting into around the cities and towns, and rural areas have very much been neglected. And at least this is a step. It's a battle to get any funding to alleviate coastal erosion along our coast.